Hey, we were talking about how the Catholic Church has seen tremendous growth, and maybe leave it to me, I suppose. But I see a lesson for that in for the Democratic Party, who have seen the opposite of growth, seen a lot of erosion. I know Democrats are feeling heady right now about their prospects for doing well in the midterm elections, but my thought is, the party is held in such disregard by so many people that they need an entirely new direction and a new type of leader. And we may see that emerging in the state of Maine. So, Graham Plattner, there's a great story in the Maine Monitor by a former classmate of his, a high school classmate, a guy named Josh Keefe. Plattner is running for the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate. He wants to take on Collins, Senator Collins, who's been there a long time, the Republican senator from Maine who occasionally votes against her party, occasionally. So Plattner, Keefe writes about this in the Maine Monitor. Plattner ran for a student body president back in whenever it was, 20 years ago or so. And at the candidate forum, he proposed collective action to overturn some school policy. He couldn't remember which school policy it was. And he said, "Hey, they can't suspend us all." To which the history teacher, who was serving as the moderator, interjected to remind Plattner and everyone else that, yes, in fact, the school can suspend you all. So that's a great way to start the article. Keefe points out that the students elected the safe candidate, a future chiropractor. Nothing against chiropractors, right? But Plattner, he didn't stop there. About the same time, he skipped school one day to protest the Iraq War. George W. Bush, who actually has roots in Maine, visited a local airport. And when Plattner was there protesting, he was forcibly removed by the Secret Service. And the high school yearbook is a great photo of the high school yearbook page that shows him with the tag, quote, "most likely to start a revolution." So, 20, 25 years later, Plattner, who's now 41 years old and an oyster farmer, he's the probable Democratic nominee for the U.S. Senate. He's probably going to be the one to take on Susan Collins because he's running, even though he's running against the current governor. You would think the governor would have the hands down the easy shot at winning that primary. All the polling shows him winning by double digits. That could change. It's still about a month before the election or so. But I can't remember when the main primary is. Our primary in Iowa is first week of June. It's considered by some to be a remarkable political story because you've got he's a former U.S. Marine, oyster farmer, never previously run for office except for a school president. And of course, the establishment is not happy. Interestingly, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are supporting him. Janet Mills, the governor who's running, is backed by Chuck Schumer and Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. So it's kind of clear the populist, progressive, anti-establishment element of the party, Warren, Sanders, are getting behind Plattner. The establishment component is getting behind the governor, Janet Mills. So, and of course, they're going to try to find anything they can to take him down, right? So the national media kind of quickly latched on to the concerns that were raised about him. He apparently had made some comments that were construed as anti-women, that construed as anti-Israel, pro-Nazi. I'm sorry, when you're young, you should just kind of let that go. You should. They're okay. There are some things that you do when you're young that should always be cause for concern, but when there are some things you can say or do when you're young that they just you remember your brain is only partially formed. It doesn't fully form until you're 25. I think what he said was every time a Tomahawk missile hits a kid's school, somebody makes a profit. That's actually very true. You know, there are defense contractors, especially now with a $1.5 trillion budget being proposed for the military. There are defense contractors getting rich off war. And whether the bomb hits a military base or a kid's school in Iran, they're still going to get rich. So, I mean, I think he's saying really interesting stuff. I mean, I don't live in Maine. I can't vote. But I think I'm fascinated by his candidacy. And I think that that this kind of upstart approach is possibly what might make the Democratic Party relevant again. And I think it's interesting, Janet Mills and a lot of other Democratic candidates, they focus their message on being anti-Trump, being against Trump. That's why they're running, to be a voice against Trump. You know, do people really want that? Do they want somebody who's running to be against something? I think they want somebody running against maybe against the stuff that that Trump is doing. The establishment itself actually backs him in many cases. I mean, look at all the ways in which people are being hurt. I go back to one reason I think Trump won in the first place was because he came out against NAFTA. So anyway, we'll see where this goes. It's an interesting election.